Intuition, I've put down here as a management skill, which might not sound like a typical thing that managers are expected to have. The reason I put it there is because there is an idea, I think, that managers, when they make decisions, I've put down intuition because, well, why? How do managers? We've decided that making decisions is something that managers need to do. How do managers make decisions? One way of thinking about this is that, well, actually, managers make decisions on the basis of information, and the best information that is available. And what any manager will do, any rational actor will do, is accumulate or gather all of the information that they require in order to make this decision. They will then carefully study and analyse all of this information, and will, on the basis of careful and rigorous and rational examination, they will then come up with the decision that is the most reasonable and the most logical decision, which is great, assuming, of course, that managers have access to complete information, and that they have the time to analyse this information in such a rigorous and careful manner. But in reality, managers often have to make decisions, and they don't have a great deal of time at their disposal, and they certainly don't have the kind of information that they would always like to have. Often managers are trying to make decisions about things that are going to happen in the future, and nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. Anything could happen. There could be all sorts of economic, political, social, cultural changes that may determine what would be a good decision, what would be a bad decision. Managers often don't have access to this knowledge about what's going to happen. They don't have the information that they would like. Managers don't know. They may very well know that some of their competitor firms are pursuing different types of strategies, but they haven't got access to the records, the financial records of those competitor companies, to know exactly which of these different types of strategies is the most successful. Or if they are able to get information from other companies, then it's always 3 months out of date, or it's you know, well, this is how the company performed last year, but not how they're performing next year. So managers don't have complete access to complete information when they're making decisions, which means that they have to often use intuition. They have to make decisions based on incomplete information. Often the good managers aren't the ones that are the most careful and the most rational. They're often the ones that just come up with that have a sort of a hunch, or they might have an instinct as to what would be the right thing to do. And the managers are often whose instincts prove to be correct, often tend to be the most successful. This, I suspect, is a trait that we're more likely to find in entrepreneurs than in just pure, straight managers. A kind of somebody who's a middle-ranking manager in a large organisation may not need to have a great deal of intuition or gut instinct, but certainly somebody that's setting up their own business, trying to spot a gap in the market, trying to see an opportunity for themselves and to exploit it. That kind of entrepreneurial spirit, certainly you need a fair degree of intuition to be successful in these areas. So I've put intuition there. And finally, I've put down fairness as something that might make a manager successful, which may seem, again, slightly strange, slightly odd. You know, if managers spend all their time worrying about being fair, then are they ever going to be able to make decisions and make them quickly? But on the other hand, when managers make decisions without regard to issues such as fairness, it can cause all sorts of problems. I mean, I don't know if any of you were unfortunate enough to be planning on using Heathrow Airport earlier this month, but if you were, you would have possibly been held up for days and days and days, because the entire airport and British Airways flights across around the world were virtually paralysed for several days. Why? Because of an industrial dispute. What caused the dispute? Workers in a particular company felt that they'd been treated unfairly and were not prepared to put up with that. And that led to a strike. Whether it was right or whether it was wrong, I'm not going to go into. But